The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live.
Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. On Nursing Notes Live this month, we look into the nurses specializing in nursing informatics. In this episode of the Nursing Notes Live podcast, I got the chance to sit down and chat with Daniel Gracie. Gracie is a senior clinical analyst team leader for Medical University of South Carolina and the current president-elect for the American Nursing Informatics Association. Here's that discussion. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the Nursing Notes Live podcast. It's great to have you here on the show. And I always ask our guests this initial question, which is, why is it you wanted to become a nurse? So why don't you share a little bit about your background and why you wanted to become a nurse with our audience?
Sure. Pleasure to be here, Jamie. I always knew I had a passion for healthcare. I've got a picture that my mom had saved from kindergarten when I was five, administering a shot at the time. And it's kind of funny. It used to hang in my daughter's room. And she would ask about who did that because it was so just elementary the way it was drawn. But I've always kind of had a knack for it, knew I wanted to do it. So initially, when you go through high school, you kind of get the usual fireman, lawyer, policeman, doctor. So I knew one of the medical fields, so doctor, because that's what everybody kind of said to do. So as I started in my first year in college, I started volunteering at the hospital at Western University and seeing what the nurses, what the doctors did in the ER, and I saw the nurses and I saw what a vital role they played. So I realized, you know, that medical school might be a little too long. So at first I thought, you know, physician assistant sounds good. So I shadowed with one for a while. And after doing that, I realized that just didn't seem like it was a fit for me. And then I just happened to apply to nursing school when I was in college. The next day, it just hit me, kind of woke up the next morning and said, you know, after doing some of the volunteer work, I worked on ambulance for a while. I worked a lot with nurses. It was kind of, why didn't I think of this sooner? That that's what I was cut out for. So I actually applied, I think, with 1 or 2 days left before this deadline for applications. Got accepted, and I haven't looked back since. I loved it. It's amazing the doors that the field opens up for everybody. You just don't realize how much is out there until you get into it, and it's really, really a fascinating career field.
It certainly is, and I agree with you. There's so many doors that open when you become a nurse that you just don't realize are available to you, even, and they don't even talk about it in school. It's amazing.
No, it's a shame in nursing school a lot of times I'll bring up, you know, why don't they cover this topic, or, you know, why isn't this more than they say, well, you know, we teach for the NCLEX because nursing school, as all the nurses know, it's not just like your friends who had, you know, were business majors or other majors in college where they would go, they'd take a test, no big deal, they graduated, they were done. So much of nursing school, you know, is weighed on passing the NCLEX and board passage rates. So it kind of, in a way, well, I understand why they do it. In a way, it really kind of hinders them a little bit, where some of the other professions, you know, get to specialize or kind of pick a knack that they, like the people you might go into to specialize in where nursing, and everybody kind of gets the same general education, which I don't disagree with. But I just think sometimes it's unfortunate how we just box people into, you know, a year or two of med surg before you can do the ICU. Kind of the old myths or the nomenclatures that now aren't as true as they used to be. But, you know, we don't realize all the entrepreneurship, the corporations that hire nurses. It's just a vast amount of industry utilizes nurses, and, you know, such a small glimmer is given while we're in school.
So you didn't just stop with just getting your initial nursing degree, though. You've moved on and got additional degrees, which is kind of funny when you were looking at the additional time in school that would take to become a doctor, and you've moved on and gotten additional education beyond. Tell us a little bit about that path.
Sure. So luckily, the hospital I work at is right across the street from the School of Nursing. So it was just kind of knew that there was more for me out there. I enjoyed the bedside, taking care of patients, but I kind of felt that there was a higher calling than I could do in health, you know, something that I could do a little higher level or just to help more patients than just the ones, you know, just the ones that you're directly dealing with on your shift. So I started talking to some of the people I worked night shift. There was a flight nurse that I would talk with a lot when they would come in and they'd bring kids, and she'd mentioned she was going back to school. And every time she'd come in, I'd kind of tell me a little bit more about this and how's it going? Is it really so hard? Because after you do an undergraduate degree, you get so focused on tests and papers and presentations that, you know, you think, gosh, that was just, you know, brutal getting through that. I don't know if I ever want to go back. Well, then, you know, you start talking to people, you know, it's not so bad. I can probably do this. So I applied for a master's in nursing administration. Because at that time, I knew kind of nursing informatics is where I was headed. I liked nursing administration because it was very broad and it included informatics. But it just didn't kind of, you know, gave you a great systems, high-level overview of everything in healthcare that the nurses interact with. So it was a good fit for me. I loved the program. I went through it. I realized, wow, that, you know, graduate school is so much different than undergraduate school. It's something I always try to emphasize to nurses. You hear so many people, you know, that say that once they get out, they're not going back. They start making some money and, you know, start living life. You know, people have families or things happen and they say, you know, it's just kind of good working my 312s or whatever and then coming home. But there's, you know, you can do graduate school. It's not as nearly as challenging in a different way, I'll say, than your undergraduate. I don't want to say it's not nearly as challenging because it is challenging, but it's fun because you kind of can pick your focus a little bit more. So I went ahead and completed the master's. And at that time, we're heading to school. We're switching to a doctor of nursing practice program, the DNP, not doctor of nurse practitioner, which is, I think, a misconception a lot of people say, but you're not a nurse practitioner. How do you have a DNP? So as they were rolling out the DNP program, I said, you know, I really like the focus of that, focusing on putting the evidence into practice. I have all the respect in the world for PhDs and research, but I just, you know, kind of didn't feel that research was where I wanted to focus for the rest of my life. I said, you know, I really love informatics. And while I could do research in informatics, I really love helping make IT work for the frontline clinicians and bedside providers. So that's why I chose the DNP route. It was a new degree at the time. I was, I think, the only non-nurse practitioner in the program and the second non-nurse practitioner to graduate from the school I'd gone to. So it was an interesting experience, but it was really cool to see how the nurse practitioners function, learn more from some of their work and some of their papers in the class, and then also share my unique perspective of informatics and kind of the systems view with them. It was funny because you get papers along the way sometimes in graduate school or I was doing my doctorate, and I would say, you know, talk about your patient population. And, you know, I would say, well, I see the whole hospital. It just depends what service or, you know, what area that you're working with or who has the issue that day that you're working on. So it was a really unique perspective, I feel, that, you know, informatics has given me that I was really able to tie nicely, I feel like, into my graduate work.
What drew you to informatics to begin with? I mean, that's, you know, some people say it's technology. Other people said, you know, it was the multiple dealing with multiple machines and things in the hospital and looking at that. So what was it that drew you to say informatics is where I want to direct my nursing practice?
Well, I think just kind of how, you know, in realizing nursing was my calling, it kind of hit me almost in the same way. I don't know if there's a theme with the way I kind of learned things about myself, but I always was into the internet. I had, you know, dial up in the mid 90s, you know, toying around with GeoCities when they were the web pages, you know, all the AOL free, you know, how many hours and collecting all the disks and making stuff with them. I was always toying around. I always had the knack for technology. I just didn't realize computer science, you know, was or could be integrated into healthcare. So I started in 2003 and I worked night shift a lot. So as I was working nights, I would get onto the libraries that my organization has and reading the journals. And then I came across a few of the informatics journals. And then after a few articles, I'm like, oh my gosh, this field's out there where I can combine two things that I absolutely am very passionate about, helping people and then using technology to help people and put that together. And I realized when I could meld them together that, you know, another light bulb moment that, wow, this was for me. This was what I was meant to do. And that was, I think 2008, when I had realized that I had applied, we had one of the informatics programs that came around and do the weekend programs came through, and I applied to go, and my nurse manager said, you know, we'll pay for you to go. And at the last minute, she said, well, the funding didn't get approved. And I said, yeah, this is something I really want, so I'm going to pay for it myself. It was a few hundred dollars, and, you know, that's a bit of a commitment. And so I thought, you know, I think I'll do that. I did it. I met the new manager of the who was implementing the systems in the hospital. Started working, doing after-hours support for the nurses, kind of going around, seeing where the issues were, learning all those system workflows, providing education. And I just never, again, I've never looked back. It's just really been something I find that I'm never bored with. There's always a new challenge. There's always something to learn. And it's just so fun watching people go from the this will never work, this won't do it, to all of a sudden realizing that the system works for them and they're actually adopting it and starting to like it, and they become super users. So it's really neat to see sometimes the transition, and kind of it changes your patient perspective. And, you know, instead of taking care of providing care for one patient, you provide care for many providers who take care of many patients. So it's a very, like I said earlier, it's a unique perspective that allows you to kind of break down the silos, so you're not just an ICU nurse or a floor nurse. It really helps you to see everything from above and see how much likes and differences are out there.
You were gracious enough to invite me to come to the ANIA conference, the American Nursing Informatics Association, and I really enjoyed getting a whole new perspective. I thought I understood informatics until I went to this conference, and it just opened my eyes wider to see all the possibilities. And I know you're the president-elect of that organization at this time. Tell us a little bit about what that organization and other people involved with informatics in healthcare are really looking at as the most key things to be looking forward to in the future.
So informatics, like I said, it's interesting with healthcare. I like to liken it, we did in a recent, the new stethoscope. You know, when the stethoscopes first came out, everybody was, oh, we don't need that. So there was I have to find the presentation, but it was someone had gone through, there was, I think, a museum in London that had a bunch of quotes at the time the stethoscope first came out. And, you know, they're kind of the same things you hear with these EMRs, about, oh, it takes me away from the patients. We don't need it. I need my hands, my eyes. That's all I need. And you find how people have changed, and now you can't do anything pretty much providing care for a patient a lot of times without a stethoscope. And I liken that to informatics now. What can you do with, you know, taking care of a patient that doesn't rely on technology in some form, whether it's entering vital signs into a computer electronically? A lot of disaster planning now includes EMRs, so medical records can be transported to, you know, other sites instantly. Other, you know, incoming receiving sites can see what they're getting, the patients, the history. So there's not much anymore, I think, that you can do in healthcare that doesn't involve technology. So the new stethoscope, I like to liken it to. But, you know, that's just really the tip of the iceberg. With the recent Accountable Care Act that came out, when they're kind of providing some money for EHRs and the meaningful use programs, you know, that got everybody kind of the carrot and the stick. Everybody jumped on board with the EHRs, and now that we're collecting these mountains of data, now it comes to, well, what do we do with this? And I think as nurses, it's a vital time to be involved with that so that we can quantify our work and show the important contributions that we make as other providers do. You know, it's important to be able to know what you do and to quantify your work so that you can see that, you know, yes, we are making a difference, and this is how. So I think going forward the next few years, you know, informatics is just going to continue to be a greater role in healthcare and nursing. You'll see a lot with data and analytics, and, you know, making use of the data. So it's really unique now that, you know, we're actually being able to see the nursing notes that are so often that, you know, might have gotten, may or may not have been included as part of the medical record with the patient, is now being, you know, the nursing data is being used to pull into all kinds of, you know, quality measures or other key metrics that we're using to say how our hospital's doing or how we're treating our patients. So it's very important that nurses are involved to say, you know, is this a workflow issue? Is this a documentation issue? And really be at the forefront of determining how we use the data and knowing the workflow to say that, you know, is this good data? Is this bad data? Other areas it's really exploding now is just kind of, you hear interoperability a lot. So this is, you know, hospital pumps. This can be wearables, mHealth, as we start bringing some of the data into the health portals that patients enter, or, you know, self-report from home. And also as care shifts from the home with telehealth and other, the mobile health, telehealth, where, you know, patients will be kind of driving a little bit more, receiving care in their homes or receiving care in their communities. You know, you see so many places now, retail, technology, they're creating these tools, whether it be, you know, a wearable, something that goes on your phone that counts your steps, or programs that provide incentives for counting your steps. So I think healthcare and technology is really in the early stages, and it's really an exciting time to be in healthcare informatics as a nurse.
You know, one of the recurrent themes that I ran into when I talked to the many nurses and informatics specialists that were at the conference that you invited me to, there was this recurring theme that every nurse needs to have a basis in informatics. And, you know, the more, you're right, the more we deal with technology, it seems to me that nurses are going to have not only have to have an understanding of the technology, but also it gives a tremendous opportunity for nurses to really dig into the research of what they're and really quantify what they're doing. Do you think that there's going to be a time when informatics is going to be a really key part of every nurse's practice?
I think it is, and I think a lot of us don't realize it. I know in the American Nursing Informatics Association, on some of our board meetings, we'll always joke and say, no, every nurse is an informatics nurse. They just don't realize it. And it's so true because find me a nurse who hasn't been part of a go-live in the past, you know, few years or the implementation of a new system or that doesn't use a system. I mean, one funny story I kind of like to tell a little bit is of when I first started doing the after-hours support, I got a phone call one night. We had some downtime. And one of the nurses said, hi, the system's down. How do I, you know, what do I do? And I said, oh, I thought it was a joke at first. And I was kind of looking at the numbers to see if it was from one of the units where I had some, you know, friends, you know, working nights who kind of become friends with some of the staff. And I said, is someone playing a prank? And I said, well, you get the paper forms out, the MAR, M-A-R, you know, you write your meds out and put a slash through the time and you get out the assessment forms. And they just sounded really puzzled. And they're like, I don't know how to do that. So it was the realization that this student had gone through their nursing school program, used all electronic medical records. You know, a lot of people go through the VA. The VA has been electronic since the late 90s, and now other institutions have caught up. And this was the first time they had ever seen paper documentation. So it was kind of a really, to me, a kind of a tipping point that now a lot of our students are being entirely educated with electronic systems, and they don't know what paper is anymore. So I think we're kind of there, and we may not realize it yet as far as the tipping point with everybody being exposed and having use of it. But now it's kind of getting everybody to the higher level of saying, you know, how can we use this system to improve our practice? How can we get reports out of this system? As a nurse, you know, I know it's important, but how can I quantify my work? I mean, Norma Lang, I love the statement she had done was, if we cannot name it, we cannot control it, practice it, teach it, finance it, or put it in public policy. And I think that's huge with informatics. Now is one of the first times ever that we can quantify our work with discrete documentation from the EMR. You know, previously a lot of stuff was abstract or looking through charts, but this is really, I think, the time for nurses to shine and really kind of help to quantify the value of our work.
So what if a nurse out there is listening to this or a student nurse is listening to this, what recommendation would you give to them if they were looking to get into informatics? Is there something they need to do first? You know, is there some technology they need to be familiar with? What is the recommendation from you and other informatics nurses?
I think the recommendation a lot of times is just be open to it. You know, a lot of times when we had implementations, you have, you know, various levels of people are comfortable with technology. So it's be open, be embracing, you know, and see this as a tool to really help improve your patient care and help provide your improve your practice. It's just, you know, like I said, it's more and more in our practice. It's a tool we all use it, but, you know, get involved also. Don't just complain that, you know, I get this pop-up alert every time I give this med and I just click through it. You know, actually maybe contact if you have, you know, informatics nurses that are assigned to your area or, you know, department that you can go through, clinical informatics at your organization, and kind of get involved and say, you know, well, this pops up. Why is it doing this? Can you help me understand it? Workflow is a big part of informatics, and it's a big part of nursing. And we don't realize a lot of times, you know, how they all tie together. We just think, I'm going to do our job. I go to, you know, the machine. I get my medications out and I scan them. But you don't realize all the steps. So sometimes getting involved in shared governance of these committees in your organization can really help you get the depth of what it is. Because informatics, like a lot of things, you know, it's the tip of the iceberg. So much of it that you don't see, what it takes to get from the time that order is entered into the system to go to pharmacy, you know, to get dispensed accurately and then to show up on your MAR. There's a lot of steps and areas for things to happen. So it's important as a nurse to kind of get involved and be open to it and, you know, kind of continue education with this. It's never ending. We're lifelong learners, and informatics helps make it easier with more online learning opportunities, but also opportunities to learn about these things. So just keep on learning, you know, volunteer for these groups, and, you know, don't be afraid to report the problems when you see them, because a lot of times you can help change them. So many times we'll ask somebody, well, how long has this been going on? Oh, it's been going on for months, weeks, you know, well, has anybody reported it? No. And it's just one of those, you know, kind of help to be the change, to help make this the new practice, help improve your practice.
Excellent. So one of the things we do with our nurses that we interview each month is we get some questions that we get in from student nurses. And one of my favorite questions that we get quite frequently is, what is that piece of advice that you received when you were a nurse or maybe a nursing student that you've carried with you throughout your career as a nurse?
One that really sticks out to me, I think I can't remember where I heard it along the way, but it was just, you know, in nursing, if you ever get tired or burn out, there's always something else you can do. You just have to look. And I think that's so true. The American Nursing Informatics Association has a huge scope of practice in nurses. We have some that work on vendors that actually work in company organizations and help make the new technology fit into the system's existing infrastructure. We have nurses who work in policy. We have nurses who are educators, you know, universities and colleges. We have chief nursing officers, chief nursing informatics officers, the new kind of CNIO that complements the CNO and the others in the C-suite, and, you know, the voices for nurses. So it's really nursing from the bedside to the boardroom. And I think it's one of those that you can't go in with that blinder that, you know, this is only nursing, or as a nurse, I'll never get beyond this. You know, that's just some barriers I think we've set in our head, or just some things somehow that we get the connotation that that's how it is. But there's so much out there. I think you're a perfect example also. I mean, as a nurse, you know, and someone in healthcare, being a podcaster, it's so cool that you help to share the message of so many. So I think it's, as nurses, we're kind of really tapping into our entrepreneurship. Another great one I heard was the Nurse Maker Program. It's setting shop in hospitals where nurses can go and help to make the devices or tools to help improve their work. So I think it's really cool seeing, you know, nurses, and even outside of nursing now, realizing the contribution and the unique perspective that we provide to the patient care team.
Make sure you check out the entire September 2015 issue of Nursing Notes, where we take a look at the specialty of nursing informatics. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I sit down with our get-to-know nurse, Brittany Wilson, also known online as the Nerdy Nurse. Brittany is a community manager for Next Wave Connect and has a background in clinical informatics. She's also the author of The Nerdy Nurse's Guide to Technology and blogs about nursing, technology, healthcare, parenting, and various lifestyle topics on thenerdynurse.com. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our new podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.